initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers. From across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston. I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream?
Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
All right, it's Friday. You know what that means. It's your number one entertainment show in the Tampa Bay area, Hollywood Connections. Now your host, the lovely and talented Niecy P. And the lady with all connections, Dawn Reese. Lights, camera, action. You're on.
So we are so excited, Hollywood Connections. We have so many things to bring to the table tonight.
Oh, God, yes.
I know.
We're so excited.
I know. So let's introduce. We have a VIP in the house. She's an actress. She is a go-getter. She's working with the Tampa Bay Film Society on some amazing things we're going to come back to. So welcome. Tell everybody your name.
Thank you. Renee Leon. Nice to see you again.
I know. And she was here and she got discovered from a film director.
Did.
And she was in his movie.
Yes.
Andrew.
Andrew Kranz, yes.
I am so excited. So I know we have a VIP on the phone in Hollywood, California, and she is our new reporter, or she may be on the red carpet. Deanna Mollet will be maybe calling in. We will try to get in touch with her shortly.
Yes, we will.
I know, and maybe it's a time zone, so I got to text her back.
Uh-oh.
I know.
We had problems with that before.
Yeah, we have.
That's what happens. You know, when you have all these Hollywood people, it's, you know, they're like, oh, I forgot.
Well, speaking of Hollywood people, you know, you've kind of been out and about a little bit lately, so I'll tell you what, we're going to go ahead and let you hear some of these intros that you've been doing here lately with some superstars.
Thank you.
Here we go.
All right.
Hi, I'm Gina Lee Nolan, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese.
Hey, everyone. I'm Cassie Scirbo here at SharkCon 2019 with Dawn, the lovely Dawn. And you're listening and watching Hollywood Connections.
Squidward Tentacles here, reminding you about Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese. If you want to know about voiceovers, this is where you need to tune in. You can hear me, too. Ha, ha, ha. Have a great day. Is this thing still on?
Hi, I'm Charlie Adler, and I'm shouting out. I guess that's a word, because I'll be on Hollywood Connections soon. See you then. Cheers.
Hi, my name is Brianna Hildebrand, and I am excited to be on Hollywood Connections. Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, and we also had the woman from that was on the movie's Jaws.
Yes. Well, I didn't see her on here.
I know.
So you haven't sent me that intro yet.
Well, that's still.
But you did
cool.
Get the girl from Deadpool.
That's right.
And you got the other lady that I really like on Sharknado, and
of course
Gina Lee Nolan. Good job. And you got Squidward.
Sweet on her,
I know. We're
gonna
get them on. And Richard Dreyfuss, he wanted to be on the show, and you know, next week we're supposed to be launching the new network, so we're excited about that.
Yay.
Before we start out, and I know Denise is listening, we want to say we love the pizza at Pal Joey's.
Awesome.
I know. And that pizza is like really authentic pizza. And I want to tell you, we order it as well.
Yeah.
And so we have it like once every week. And they don't just have pizza. They have wings and, oh my gosh, they have specials and daily specials. So anyways, they're at 1791 South Highland Avenue in Largo. So call them for pizza, order pizza, and listen to the show, 727-223-9183. And they do catering as well. So.
And don't forget to tell them that you got it from Hollywood Connections.
Yeah, they got a large cheese pizza with 10 wings for $15.95 and some great coupons. And also, they're serving beer and wine and everything homemade. 1791 South Highland Avenue, Largo, Florida. It's your pal, Joey. So let's go to the phone lines here and get your special VIP guest on.
Okay,
here we go.
Well, who's on the phone first? Because I have an intro.
Oh, you do have an intro, do
we? I don't know which guest. Do we have a celebrity guest?
Well, it's the VIP guest.
Well, we have
Deanna
Malay. Yes. Wow. We're waiting for her.
Okay. So you're ready to go to her?
We're ready.
All right, here we go.
Are you on the air from Hollywood, California? Deanna Malay.
Hello, Don. Hi, how are you?
We are excited to have you on board again. And, you know, I've been bragging behind the scenes here.
Yes, she has.
Yes, you are a star in Mexico. And you are not just all over the world from Container Wars. And you are doing some major red carpet events. So tell us what's happening in Los Angeles.
There's a lot happening. As you all know, and as you're all aware of, it is definitely award season, so I'm going to start off on Tuesday with the Downtown LA Film Festival, where I'm going to be hosting on the red carpet, and then on November the 5th, I will be hosting the Nosotros Golden Eagle Awards. Now, it's been 17 years since they've had that award show around, so it's going to be so exciting, because right now here in Hollywood, it's definitely been a little bit of a takeover with the Latino and Latina talent and a lot of shows that are based upon, you know, Latino, Latina actors and actresses. And so I'm just really, really, truly excited because the invitations are coming in daily to go and host on the red carpet. So,
oh, my gosh.
Yep.
Oh, you're
going to be a fun award season.
Yes. You know, I mean, every star that we know is in California. You know,
California or Vegas.
That's it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, somewhere.
We should be moving.
We're going to bring it here.
Well, they are. There's some that are around the area,
right.
Deanna. But, you know, it's really cool. We have Eddie Munster from the Munsters. Butch Patrick will be on Tuesday. I'm pre-taping. And so that's exciting. So these are the people that they're on the air with us, but you can still get, there we go, the Munsters. One of my favorite shows.
I watched that when I was a kid.
I did too.
But you know what else? Hey, I love
I
that.
I can remember.
Have you ever played the Munsters video game in Vegas or on the cruise ships?
No.
Oh, my favorite.
Oh.
Never seen him on a cruise ship.
Can you guys tell me who did not have a crush on Eddie Munster? He was so cute. I don't want to say was, but he is still adorable, but still it's just something that we all did grow up with.
It was like you just wanted to hug him.
Exactly.
You know, you just wanted to give him a hug.
With his vampire teeth?
Yeah.
Well, he's got some amazing things, and Deanna is going to be talking to him as well with us on Tuesday and interviewing him. So, Deanna, not just Container Wars, you have put your own shows together. I'm really excited about that because you've got some ladies in California that I know, and how is that going? And can you name the show that you put together?
Sure. The name of the show is Yo Soy, the Animal Lay, and it's basically based upon, obviously, red carpet events and different locations of big, you know, big happenings going on in Hollywood, L.A., Orange County, pretty much all lower California. And the whole spice to this show is everything's going to be done in Spanglish, meaning Spanish and English.
Very
so
nice.
We're going to basically go, you know, pretty much by Colsto, you know, getting the Latino and the English-speaking actors and actresses coming on board, having interviews, having, you know, firsthand, everything hands-on. So it's going to be pretty exciting. I have to thank a lot of the people in the community who've reached out to me, who've been asking me, Deanna, we want you to host, we want you to do this, we want you to do that. But I have been really busy lately. I've been really busy on a couple of projects. One of them is Cartelifornia, which
I saw that movie. Right.
Pretty hardcore.
You didn't happen to meet the real ones.
Yeah.
So. I want to stay away from
those.
Now
that it's kind of slowing down a little bit, I love interviewing celebrities because I love hearing their feedback and their backstories. And it just goes on and on and on. And you never get bored of it. And so I love being myself. I love being truly authentic across the line. So you're going to get the real Deanna on your soy, the animal lay, because I love to joke around, and I love to play jokes on celebrities.
That's going to be so fun. Yeah. I think that's the best. And, you know, while we have you on the air, I just want to introduce someone. Do you have a few minutes you can stay with us? Are you jumping on a red carpet?
I do. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So let's play the intro, Peter, of this next VIP guest. Well, we have Deanna, because I want her to ask him some questions as well. And so, Brian, hang on. We're going to play your intro from I sent it to you. That's from the famous. Okay, he's got it. He's like looking. And I just want to introduce Brian in a second. But everyone, listen to this intro. We'll be right back.
Breach, and today I'm going to be famous. So ever since I got verified on Instagram, I keep getting the same question over and over. Are you famous? So when people ask this question, I typically troll them by horribly photoshopping my face next to a celebrity's body, and for some reason people keep believing it. And although I've had a little success, I can still walk through any mall in America, people don't know who the hell I am. And since they keep asking, I figured I'd make myself famous for real. So this is today's crew. We got people playing bodyguards, fake fans, paparazzi. We're gonna go over to the Sawgrass Mall in Sunrise, Florida, where a major celebrity will be walking through, and that will be me. Let's see what happens.
Okay, so
Ryan, are you there?
Dawn and Denise, how are you?
Oh, we're fine.
So tell us, as we're watching that video, and thank you, Peter. And I was scrolling last night. Actually, I was charging my phone, and I saw this. It popped up. I'm like, who is this?
It was so cool.
I'm glad it popped up.
Yeah. So you had a crew. And you know, before I start, you know, I did a little research on you, and I was really impressed that you are also a motivational speaker. You are also a hip-hop artist. And what really impressed me was I watched that video with the TED. And tell everybody first where they can see that, because that's truly amazing.
It was. It really was.
I sent it to about 10 people.
It was real inspirational.
Yeah, you can actually, they posted it on the TEDx YouTube channel. They have like 13 million subscribers. You can type in Brian Breach, How to Survive Without a Job Through Failure TEDx, and it'll pull right up.
Yeah, that was amazing.
It was amazing.
And your story. So Deanna Molay, she's in L.A., and she's on the phone, too. I don't know if you've seen that video yet. Deanna, it's on my Facebook wall. But Brian,
I haven't, but I'm definitely going to troll Peter now.
Hi, Deanna. So nice to meet you, Deanna. How are you?
Hey, Peter. How's it going?
Well, before Deanna gets involved in her questions, I do have one question for Brian. Okay, so if I wanted to do that, because I watched that. It was just amazing to watch all the people and how they reacted to you. It was really cool.
It was crazy.
How did you feel how did you feel afterwards? I mean, after you got ready, after the security escorted you out of the mall, how did you feel about doing that?
Right. So to be honest with you, I feel very conflicted, and I felt three different ways. So the first feeling that I felt, that, to be honest with you, was like one of the greatest feelings that I've ever felt. Just the fact that you walk into a place and people care who you are.
Okay.
It was an incredible feeling. To be honest with you, now I feel like I'm almost craving it. It's kind of weird. I was never after the fame, and it's never what I go, and that never should be your focus.
Right.
It should be focused on what you love and your passion. The fame will come. But it was kind of like after that happened, I kind of felt it, like the itch for it. And then the other feeling was that no one really cares about you. I could have died and had a heart attack, and all they want to do is take a selfie with you dying of a heart attack on the floor. That's it. So that's the other feeling. And the third feeling I felt was the teamwork. I knew that it was a plan. We planned this thing out like Ocean's 11, and I'm looking up, and the actors involved were killing it. So I'm looking at them, and we're like mentally connecting, knowing what's going on. So the feeling of just having a plan come together. Now, no matter how crazy and ridiculous the plan is, just the fact that it came together, I had pure joy looking at all the actors and the people involved, and the videographer and the paparazzi and the bodyguards. It was ridiculous. It
pure
was
genius. Pure genius.
I wouldn't go that far, but thank you. Thank you. Thank
no,
you.
Honestly, to do something like that and have that much attention, because, I mean, you were bigger than some of the stars.
Well, after I watched it, I go, oh, I would really want to do this. So I just thought that was so cool.
You know, it also made me, like, I had some bad experiences with celebrities. I got a chance to open for a lot of hip-hop artists, and I'm not going to name his name, but there's one in particular that I had a really bad experience. And you know what? After this experience, it made me see things from a different perspective, that maybe when you see these celebrities and they're not so nice sometimes, maybe it's because they're just getting attacked a little too much, and it's you know, exactly. So he kind of made me look at it from the other angle of things as well, you know.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, since you have done that, you love to do things on YouTube. And Deanna up in L.A. loves to do the same thing. Any advice for Deanna as well? This is
Come on, Peter. Throw me some.
Oh, no, this is Brian. This is Brian.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, Brian.
Yeah, but you can call me Peter if you like.
I'm sorry, Brian.
So what, advice in regards to doing things like this on YouTube and little things like that?
Right.
I just started going into the realm of these, like, viral YouTube videos. As a matter of fact, I just shot something 20 minutes before I called you guys, and we're shooting two more tomorrow. The thing is, just to create an idea, no matter how silly or ridiculous it is, just carry out the plan, and something may come of it. I didn't know if this was going to be a good idea or not. I didn't know if we were going to walk in that mall, and it was just going to fall flat. But we did it, and it turned out to be the most amazing thing. So when you come up with a plan, execute it, no matter what that plan is, and see it out to the end, and something might happen from it.
Now, you've already had 10K hits on there, I see. That's pretty good. It's jumping.
Yeah, it actually hit 13K. I just checked it before.
Oh, that was yesterday.
Yeah.
Not
yeah,
so long.
We,
13,000.
And I posted it. Yeah, just 4 days ago, and it's at 13K. It's been shared like 250 times on my Instagram.
Nice.
It's at like 17,000 views on Instagram. Yeah.
Do you have an agent at all by chance?
I do not have an agent, but I definitely want one. I am ready to immerse myself in this world. So if you guys have any suggestions, please send them my way, because I'm ready.
I have a SAG agent under my show. Deanna, you just got the paperwork, but, you know,
I did. Thank you, Don.
Yeah, you
congratulations.
Can be multi-listed, but they're right in your area in South Florida. So I will send that paperwork. Just pop me your email. So you
thank
can,
you.
But I will walk you in the door to them.
Oh, you're amazing.
All right, there you go. So tell us with your hip-hop, you know, where can people, you know, where, I see you opened up for Tito Puentes.
And Nas.
Yes.
Wasn't it Nas?
Yeah, that was a while ago, actually. We did I had a song that was on a TV show that ended up airing around the country, and we did a party at Kitchen 305, and yeah, Tito Puentes was on the bill. Tito Puentes Jr. Tito Puentes Jr. Yeah.
Right, okay.
But that was many moons ago. After that, I've gotten the opportunity to open up for a lot of people, like, you know, Crack the Deck from Wu-Tang. I got to do a show with NERD. I got to host a show with Nas. I got to open up for Keith Murray, Smoke Diz. I mean, the list goes on. I've been doing it for so long.
Wow.
And I kind of shifted out of the hip-hop world. I released an album at the end of 2016 where I had I did a video, if you guys remember, Big Pun, his son Chris Rivers. I had Mickey Fax on the project. And then I just kind of... I love music to death, but it's like owning a boat. You pump all this money into it,
right,
and never get that return that you want, you know? And
you're saying that so funny. My husband is at Captain's School right now. We have a 37-foot Endeavor. So we've been playing for
beautiful.
That boat. Yeah, Renee, you were on it last week.
Oh, yeah, it was awesome,
so,
just like floating back.
So guess what my new job is? I is chartering the sailboat out pretty soon.
Yeah, you've got to be a co-captain.
Oh, man. I just left a bad taste in your mouth because of that boat, Tomato. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to ruin it for you.
No, that's what you use. That's stand-up comedy. So anything that, you know, with the security guards, I just have to know, what did they say to you?
What did the actual security guards
say?
Yeah,
right.
Okay, so when the first security guard came to me, I think what they said was, listen, he said, we apologize and we want to let you shop here, but the problem is your fans are so out of control. And
they kicked him out of the mall.
I was cracking up. He's like, what are you doing here? And I just thought real quick, I'm like, I'm trying to get something for my dad. And then there was this one particular security guard, if you look for him in the video, he just was grilling me, and he wouldn't stop grilling me. And he's like, bro, you got to stop taking pictures. You got to stop. I was like, what do you want me to do? This is my public. This is my fans. I cannot not take pictures. And they actually forced me to stop taking pictures. And if you watch the video to the end, there was a group of girls that called me arrogant because I wouldn't take a picture
with
them.
Right,
my whole goal was to take pictures with everybody. I wasn't trying, so they forced me along, and we eventually had to get out of the mall. And then I was followed into the parking lot by some guy who filmed me for 2 minutes. It was the craziest thing. If we hired every actor and put them in the mall, it couldn't have went as better as it did that day. you know, the way it was on play. It was ridiculous. It was the craziest experience of my life, or one of them at least.
Well, I'm going to have to send you over to Bobby Kent. He's got Nighttime Miami TV show. He's a friend of mine. So he's over in Boca. And then also I said, if I send that to Ellen and get you on and talk about it, I said, you got to shout out Dawn Reese, Hollywood Connections with
Niecy.
That's
right, with Niecy.
Yeah, we want to be there. We love Ellen.
I was telling Dawn yesterday, if you guys get me on Ellen, I will propose to every single one of you and buy you all rings.
Oh, my goodness.
That's how serious I am if you get me on Ellen.
Okay.
Well, no, that's exciting. And, you know, we're so glad that you're here. And any other advice, you know, where they can also go and watch your hip-hop videos? And are you performing anywhere soon?
I've slowed down on the music, but I did release a project. You can find it. It's called, you can type in Brian Breach. Matter of fact, it's on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, Amazon, and all the major, you know, digital outlets. My Instagram's at Brian Breach. And also, all the people that were involved, I was just the celebrity in that prank. The true heroes that were in the trenches were all the actors and the bodyguards. So just real quick, I just want to say their names: David, Christopher, Naima, Maria, Jesse, Brett, Monica, Josie, Russian, Animal, English, Reggie, Kamra, Bippa, Young, Matic, Specialist, and Erica were incredible. I mean, they did their job to a T.
Yes, they did.
Well,
yes,
you know, I've got another show here, and it's a hip-hop show, and we have a lot of, and also our TV network, they're going to be doing an indie search, so maybe you can help them out in South Florida. So I have some ideas to run by you as well.
So I have one last question, because I know we kind of pressed for time here, because we are are you going to do that again? Like at some other mall. And if you are, I want to be an extra in there. I'm going to be a fan.
You're already popular, Niecy.
You know what? It's just fun. It was just so fun to watch.
I'm definitely going to do it again. We want to take it up a notch. I was considering, maybe I shouldn't say it, but I'll say it. I was considering it, and we already spoke about possibly doing it inside the Heat Arena, the Miami Heat Arena.
Oh, that would be funny.
That would be so cool.
So just imagine I walk down the court side, and I sit in Lil Wayne's seat, and then my bodyguard stops him from sitting in his own seat. Yeah.
Oh, God, I have to be there for that one. I have to be there for that one. So you got to let us know, Brian.
Wow, that's fun.
That's cool.
Well, Brian, thank you so much for calling in. I just wanted to shout out what a great job that you did, and I noticed that, it was God sent
that. It was awesome.
It was to see that. So
thank
super cool.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you, and thanks for the offer for the casting agent. And if you guys get me on Ellen, let's make this happen, please.
I know. Who would not want to see that on Ellen?
Yeah, we're just going to post it all over the place, really. It was so cool.
I'll just send this video to Ellen and say, Ellen, you bring him, you bring us.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, exactly.
We're at the beginning of the fan club.
Do any of you know her people?
You know, Deanna's up there in L.A., so I know we have some inside, you know, people of casting. So we're going to do some checking on that.
Right? Oh, you guys are amazing. Thank you so much.
You never know, right, Deanna?
That's right.
You never know. I'm serious. Believe me, Ellen would love to do ya. And that, I knew that. I knew that.
Wait, which way can we take it?
But you know what? Even Deanna would probably go out and get a studio pass to the audience. And then she'd be saying, listen, I got something for you. You know? Yeah.
Hopefully, I'm really good at pitching. I really am. And I'm not shy whatsoever.
That's amazing. Let's make it happen. I feel like we put that energy into the universe. We can make it happen. I'll shoot out the radio station. I'll wear your hat. I'll put your shirt on.
See that positive connection.
I'll wear a picture of Dawn on my shirt, whatever.
That is so cool.
Oh, you haven't seen Deanna. You haven't seen our gorgeous Latino actress out there. She's on Facebook, and I just put her photo up there. And Deanna, we love you. I love watching her clips, too. She's got this little Latina dance going on, and I'm like,
it's cool. It's so cool.
It's really fun. Well, Brian, God bless and Godspeed ahead. We'll definitely send you that agent's email and everything and in the paperwork.
Thank you so much.
Awesome. God bless. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wasn't that fun?
That was so much fun.
So, Deanna, when you take a peek at that video and what he did, I had to get him on. I was like, this was really cool.
It was.
So, anyways.
That is so awesome.
So, we're going to have you on hold for a second. Let's introduce what's happening with the Tampa Bay Film Society.
Oh, yes.
So, Renee's going to give you some big information. Yes. Big red carpet event.
Big red carpet. Yeah. Okay. So, the Tampa Bay Film Society is... they're proud to announce the first extravaganza, and they're going to have it on November 11th, which is a Sunday between 3 and 6, and we're looking for sponsors. But we also, it's a scholarship program, which this is the first one, so $1,000 will be going to the winner of a 12th grader that will be going into college, that will be going into the arts.
Wow.
And this event is, it's there's a lot of VIPs that are going to be there. In fact, I have a few VIPs that I want to announce. One of the VIPs is Ashley Timberlake, which is Justin Timberlake's aunt.
Okay.
She is in the drama. She's a drama teacher at the Palm Harbor University.
Okay.
And she's going to bring a lot of different people. That was going to be great. But I just spoke with her today, and she's coming. And also Andrew Krantz, which he directed and he produced the film, which I was in also, which is called The Invitation. He is also one of our VIPs. He's been on the show before, and he's did a lot of stuff. So he's multi-talented, and he's going to be really important in this event. Dawn,
yes.
Our Dawn Reese is going to be our MC with Hollywood Connection. So she's going to be there to announce everybody that's coming in the door. And it's going to be a fashion show. And then we're going to have contests. So whoever wants to dress up, their famous actor, actress, it's going to be a nice event.
You're
going to win.
Who are you going to be?
I'm just going to be me.
No, who are you going to dress up to?
No, I'm just going to dress up. I'm going to be the unusual one.
Who are you going to be, Niecy?
I'm going to be Niecy P.
Niecy P?
I'm going to be Niecy P. I can't be anybody else but Niecy P.
We're looking for some models. So we're having that, you know, on the 18th of October, it's going to be in Palm Harbor.
Right.
We're doing a Bobby Hill is our co-chair. She's actually our chairman. I'm the co-chair, but she's the one who brought this event to fruition, actually. And
Bobby's watching, too. Hi,
she's
Bobby.
Been very working Bobby. Very hard with this. And honestly, it's a lot of work. But she's really been a great inspiration to me. And actually, I'm looking forward to Dawn announcing everybody. So I'm just going to tell you the address. Is that okay?
Yes.
So the address is going to be, it's at the Old Papa's in Tarpon Springs. It's that restaurant. They're changing the name to Sunset Terrace, but right now it says Aegean.
Right.
But it was the Old Papa's. So, like I said, there's going to be hors d'oeuvres and champagne.
Okay.
It's going to be a nice event. It's from 3 to 6. Afterwards, I mean, the bar is going to be open, so you can order. You can have dinner afterwards.
Oh.
And there's going to be some memorabilia. There's going to be a lot of VIPs there. So there's directors and film rights, and there's going to be producers. So anybody that comes to this event that wants to get in the business.
How much are tickets?
Well, the tickets are $30 a piece, but if you buy two, it's $50.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to be a sponsor, you know, with a sponsor, you know, we will shout out on your business. We will have it in the flyer. You'll be well announced in the event. We have certain amounts, like $200 up to $1,000 if you want to sponsor.
Wow.
And you can actually contact Dawn, right, Dawn?
Yeah. You can.
See, since you're listening online, it's better than to contact Dawn at Hollywood Connections.
That's right.
But also the Tampa Bay Film Society.com, I mean, you can contact them. So,
okay.
Or contact me, Renee Leon. I mean,
well, Renee, I have a question for you. And this, I know with the Tampa Bay, but you had an opportunity to work with Andrew.
I did.
Andrew's one of our favorites. So tell me, what working with him, what was that like?
He was very professional, but very cool. So he had a temperament of, he had a lot of class.
Yeah.
I really seen him in his element.
He is pretty cool.
He's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But if you looked online, like, he's, number one, he was an actor because he was in... it was actually in Oz, and he did a lot of different work in, I think it's L.A. Law, is it? I'm not saying that, but I think it's L.A. Law.
He's been in quite a few shows.
Yeah.
Though. Yeah.
Deanna, hold on a second. I'm waiting for some other VIP guests real quick. And I just want to also say Bobby Hill is doing a major casting for a movie here, and she is looking for 200 extras. This is now. You need a professional headshot. You need another, you know, body shot. And, you know, resume is great. Of course, you need that, too. Send it to Bobby, B-O-B-B-I, Hill, H-I-L-L, at AOL.com. And good luck. So that's another Hollywood Connection. Please let us know if you're picked for that movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know.
So, that event is the 11th of November. So
right.
We're selling tickets to the end of the month. And if you have anybody that you want to sponsor your business and get there, you definitely want to come because there's going to be a lot of interesting people. And the first interesting person is going to be Dawn Reese.
Oh, I'll be interviewing them about the business and yes. I'll have some of my reporters
well,
with
we're going
me.
To have the red carpet.
That's right.
And we're going to be filming. Everybody that comes in, they're going to be filmed.
That's right. So you know? We're excited about that.
Oh, yeah.
So also, too, Nisi, while yes. we're waiting for our other VIPs, let's introduce to you Teresa. She's in California as well. She also is with the World's Tourism Pageant System. And she just won a title, and she is going to do some reporting. So welcome, Teresa. Are
Hi,
you there?
Hi, Teresa.
Hi. Hi, Teresa.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Are you there?
I can hear you.
Are you Hello. There?
Okay.
We can hear you.
So tell us, Teresa.
Oh, good. Okay, so you can hear me.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Very excited about my new title. Yeah, World's Classic Miss Tourism 2019. Very excited.
Right.
It was so much fun with the girls. And that was held in the Maxwell Hotel in Nashville, Tennessee, this year in July. And I got to dance and sing and model.
And she's
and
also
the
an amazing.
Were so much fun, and yeah, well, we got to do a lot of stuff together.
Teresa's an amazing dancer as well. I've seen just, you know, she has that dance look, you know,
yeah.
when you look at somebody with that tall and their head up and very confident. And so we're excited about that. Hold on the phone for a minute, Teresa, and that's the World's Tourism Pageant System. I love Terry over there. If you would like to enter all different ages, that's coming up also in Nashville, Tennessee next year. Let's go to the phone. We have a special VIP guest. I think he's on now. Is that right, Peter? Let me see. Hold on.
I hear water.
Yes.
What is this?
This is October. So we don't know.
Oh.
Hang on. Hang
Friday
on.
The 13th. That's tomorrow.
Oh, that's
Saturday
tomorrow.
The 13th.
Uh-oh, that money.
So let's introduce, we have a VIP guest, and introduce yourself. Are you there?
Welcome, whatever you are, it's Dr. Paul Barrett. I feel like I just make it to I just made it to Hollywood.
Oh wow! Well, I have a question. Do you have an agent yourself?
Well, I sort of do. It's my good friend Michelle Gandhi. She's been taking care of all my bookings, and she does all my videography and all the editing. She does everything. I just sit there and just do whatever it is I do.
This is Dr. Paul Bear. This is Dr. Paul Bear, very famous here and in Tampa, Florida.
Yes.
And also, too, is that we have a SAG agent for you if you're interested, because you are an amazing man. And tell us what it is like to be you.
Oh, mercy me. I don't even know where to begin. You know, I live in a peculiar world, and I'm just me doing whatever it is I do. And, you know, people just laugh and smile at it, and I'm like, okay, I feel accepted.
Now, you have an amazing studio. Somebody had sent me something over, and you're also working with Butch Patrick, which he was supposed to be on the air tonight. He's in Las Vegas. So, actually, I'm pre-taping an interview with him on Tuesday, which he played Eddie Munster. So you're doing some appearances with Butch?
Well, he's out of Florida right now. He tours the country, and he shows off his tribute cars, the Munster Coach and the Dragula. And he comes to Florida periodically, and he and I hook up, and we do whatever it is we can just to pass the time. And we happen to catch a lot of it on video.
Wow.
Nice.
Well, Dr. Paul, this is Nisi. I have a quick question for you.
Well, you go right ahead.
Okay. You're doing 31 videos in 31 days.
Yes.
Tell me what that's about.
Well, all year we always have that camera going, and what we've done is we've compiled the past year events, and the idea is that every morning around 5 a.m. we launch them on Facebook, and it's just a way that I can tell everybody in the month of October to have a good morning.
That is so cool. That is just so awesome.
I like you, Nisi.
All right, Dr. Paul, what's your, this is Pete, the producer here. What is your favorite scary movie? Because it is the month of October.
Oh, goodness. They're all horrible.
Just like your voice. I like your voice.
Daily business. But, you know, one of my favorites, as corny and hokey as it was, and I guess that's what makes them so beautiful, it was the Attack of the Giant Leeches. I mean, I could go into Dracula and the Wolfman, of course, Abbott Costello fit right in there, but the Attack of the Giant Leeches was just horrible. I mean, they're wearing hefty plastic bags, making making some sort of a crickety noise, and they're sucking the blood and life right out of these people.
Oh my goodness!
Nice.
So,
nice.
So,
good stuff.
So, you have an amazing studio. Can we come over and visit you?
Anytime, if you can find it.
Where can we find
where?
It?
At the end of a dead end.
Deanna, do you want to ask of anything? Our reporter from Los Angeles, and she's...
The dead end.
No, I'm over here busting up. I'm so sorry. Doctor, do you have any beware or caution as you enter in front of your house?
Well, you got to watch out for the raccoons, by golly. You know, I didn't know there were raccoons. I just thought they were trick-or-treaters. You know, they show up about six of them, and they have these black masks on, and they try and scare me, and I just give them candy. But, you know, every night of the week and after the past 2 years, those things have gotten enormous. And just pointed out the other day that there are raccoons. Go figure.
Oh, my goodness.
So, Teresa, we have a reporter also in Sacramento, California. Teresa, are you there? Do you have a question for Dr. Paul for the Halloween month?
Who does your costume makeup?
What makeup?
Oh, my goodness.
You ever seen his face? It looks pretty natural to me.
Thank you. It's the only face a mommy could love, you know.
You're a good-looking guy.
Well, thank you. Very cool-looking.
So also, Carrie. Carrie's on the line from Michigan, another World's Tourism title holder and a reporter for me. Carrie, are you there?
Hello, Carrie.
I am here.
Hi, Carrie.
Carrie, you're not on stage.
Hello.
Right now, are you? You're not going to get anything red on your dress tonight, are you?
No.
I didn't want to hear that.
So, Carrie, what would you like to ask Dr. Paul?
Yes, Dr. Paul. I was just wondering, were you a big fan of Halloween growing up? Is that why you chose to get into the horror? And why didn't you go into something like comedy?
Well, that's a good question. I've not been asked that one before, but as a little ghoul, yes. Halloween was exciting. I mean, you know, where else can you go and just have flat-out fun? You get to see everybody come up with their own creativity, and they decorate the houses, and, you know, the treats were really nice. But, you know, if I could walk up and somebody had a nice carved jack-o'-lantern, and they had a little ghost or something, it just maybe, I don't know.
Well, guess what, Dr. Paul, because I have Bobby Hill. She said, Dawn, you gave the wrong email.
Yeah. Yes, we have to really change
and
that.
And it's so Bobby, B-O-B-B-I, Hill, H-I-L-L, casting at AOL.com. So that is the casting director that is doing the big movie with 200 extras. And so, you know, what would you like to tell Bobby Hill? Would you like to be in her movie?
Well, I don't know. Do you have insurance on your cameras? Because I might break them.
I don't know about that. We can't answer that question.
His face is good for nothing. That's what I meant to say.
I don't really want the leading role. I'll take the dead last.
So, Dr. Paul, I know this is like, you know, we really want to come and meet with you in person. Yeah. So why don't you come over here and have a radio show on Tan Talk?
Oh, why don't you have him come into the studio on Halloween week? How about that?
Wow. Good idea.
I don't know if you may be. Are you busy?
Are you working?
I just don't know where I'm going to be, you know. The hearse. Hurstein is what I call my hearse, and she's got a GPS, but, you know, it's already pre-programmed, so I just get in and go wherever she takes me.
I'm sure we could dig you up somewhere, right, Dr. Paul?
Dig me up. On Halloween evening, I will be over at the Quaker Steak and Lube doing an event over there for the haunted bike ride.
Oh, wow. Very cool.
So why don't you guys come on out?
Yeah.
I'll be really easy to find. That was
I just love your voice. It's just your voice.
You definitely have a radio.
Very raspy. Yeah. Very raspy.
It's like nails on a chalkboard.
I don't think it's that bad.
There's special technique to taking care of this voice, and what I do is I get
sounds more like a country voice. That's all.
So Dr. Paul,
you almost sound a little bit like Beetlejuice.
You know,
yes.
I love that movie.
Yeah.
I love that
every
movie.
Every morning, you just got to eat a bowl of throat
it
meal.
It is beautiful.
Then you can sound just as marvelous as I do.
Oh, gee, first.
He said throat meal. That's good. So tell me, your Christmas card list, does that include Jason, Freddie, and Michael Myers?
Well, Michael's kind of busy right now. You know, he's high on the hog with his new movie coming out. So
40 years. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness!
So long time. I tell you, that guy gets around. I'm telling you.
Yeah, he does. Keeps on coming back for more.
So, Dr. Paul, give everybody your social media where they can reach you. They can see all the wonderful videos you're doing, especially for this month.
Yes.
Well, I tell you, the best thing to do is go to drpaulbarra.net.
Okay.
All of the social media sites will be there, and you'll be sure to click the right one, and you'll get right to it. And Facebook's where we put most of the videos. And, you know, like I said, well, you brought it up earlier, 31 videos within right. 31 days. So every day from now on until Halloween, you're going to catch a new one. It might be a short, it might be a long one, but, you know, just check it out. And we are only two people away from reaching our 7,000 likes.
Wow.
We need two more people.
Me and Don will be the two.
Someone just texted me, and they said John was at your studio last week.
I know. He tore the place up.
He was on the show 3 weeks ago.
Witty. He is, you know, he's only 10.
I know.
Right.
But he's like a 32-year-old trapped in a 10-year-old body.
Well, that's scary in itself. What's scarier, your face or that?
Oh, Peter.
What?
We're gonna discuss this.
After the show, we'll talk to you.
So, Dr. Paul Barra,
it's gonna make it exciting.
We would love to have you here when you have free time.
Yes.
Oh, I definitely will take you up on it. Just remember that I may be out there knocking on that blue door with the white glass. And I'll be lurking for you.
How'd he know?
I don't know.
Is that it right there? Blue door with the white glass. That's the one he's talking about.
He's watching. It's Halloween in that guy's house every year. You got to love it. I love that.
It is cool.
It's great.
Absolutely.
You're absolutely horrific. You know that?
Well, thank you. In a great way.
No, that's nice.
This is a very different show.
That's a good compliment, Peter.
So, Dr. Paul Barra, we'll look forward to having you on a Friday.
Yes, we will.
Please.
Oh, bright days are my day, I got to tell you that. And you three, take care, okay?
Thank you.
Well, tell Butch you said hello.
Bye.
Thanks a lot, Dr. Paul.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow,
bye-bye.
That's awesome.
Have you seen the videos?
Oh, I've got an idea of his videos.
Oh, my God.
I'm a fan.
That's why
I'm able to go back and forth with him.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Super cool.
Peter, you didn't tell us
He was enjoying
that.
Every minute
well,
of it.
You didn't tell us that.
You know, there's a lot of things I got up my sleeve.
Do you notice he has a lot of energy because I brought pizza from, you know, Pal Joey's?
Yeah.
Well, you fed me.
I fed him.
You know, the first thing you do with the producer that you like, you feed him.
Okay.
You give him gifts.
We're working on more gifts.
I work for money and gifts. That's how I work.
Okay, so, Peter, right quick, tell us. Your radio show?
Oh, yes. It's we call it the Evolution of Sports Talk Radio. That's not scary. The thing that's scary was that Buccaneer loss last week. Can they rebound? 3-6 on WTAN, 106.1 FM and 1340 AM. We call it the Sports Web. We give you your own walk-up music. We let you call in twice, and we don't hang up on you like those other sports talk shows do. And the Tampa Bay area on the Tan Talk Sports Network. I'm your host, Peter Blake, giving you something to think about.
All right.
There you go. You can't miss the show. Also, I have to shout out tomorrow. This is really exciting, everybody. And I have our reporters in the other areas. And this is a very different show tonight. So we are actually joining the Soap This. So go to Facebook and put in Soap This. And October 13th, that's tomorrow.
Yes.
We're going to have David Goddard and Jason Thompson from the Young and Restless at Feather Sound Country Club. So who doesn't want to meet and hang around with soap opera stars and win prizes, maybe get on Soap Opera Digest.
Oh, and have lunch maybe.
And lunch. And
yeah.
They're actually like auctioning off. So where you can get tickets, this is the last day. So soapthis.ticketleap.com. Again, soapthis.ticketleap.com for more information. Also go to Soap This on Facebook. I'll be there interviewing the guys tomorrow. So we're going to be talking about soap operas. And then Deanna, I'll hook you up there and then you can do a sit-down interview.
That sounds great. And you do know that the Young and the Restless stages are right over here in the LA area, the CBS studios.
Wow.
So anytime you want me to go down there and interview anybody from the Young and the Restless, I can get access for that. Not a problem, Dawn.
Wonderful. Okay. We would love a sit-down interview. And then also Kathleen Gotti, I had met her last time, you know, from General Hospital. So she's on my Facebook, and we still, you know, communicate once in a while to say thank you for all you've done. And so we're excited. So that's tomorrow. Don't miss Soap This at Feather Sound Country Club. I also have...
I was going to say, Daniel Goddard actually starred in Beastmaster on TV. So if you're a nerd, you would know that.
Ah.
So if you all you nerds
so
out there...
Spooky tonight.
Peter.
All you nerds out there that want to see the Beastmaster and also the Young and Restless actor get out there and see him.
Is there a full moon out there?
What?
No, it's a pizza.
I got personality.
It's the pizza moon.
I know. He's so, funny. So, Carrie in Michigan is going to be doing some amazing interviews for us as well.
Yes.
And she wants to talk to Brian again, but Brian's not here. But we're going to connect you too, and then you can do another interview with him on questions. So, we have another VIP guest from Las Vegas, right?
We do. I think we have the Poo Poo Man. Oh, I like that guy.
Oh. I do.
Yes.
So, let me introduce Gene Anderson. And then also, Gene Anderson, King of the Hollywood Blues, are you there?
Yes, I am here, Donna. How are you, dear?
We love you.
Uncle Gene.
He walked me down the aisle when we got married.
We love everybody out there.
I do, too. And I want to get an interview with Deanna. She is in California. So when you get back to California, I have two sit-down interviews with two reporters out there.
I'll be there next week.
Okay, sounds great.
Perfect.
So Gene used to be with the Funkadelics. Now he is rocking Las Vegas.
Yes,
I mean, very much so. Oh, my gosh.
The
so,
Funkadelics, I remember that.
George Clinton.
Oh, my.
But that's now, right. And now carried over to the 90s with Gangsta Rap with Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
Sounds good to me.
We did it all.
Yeah, you did.
We have a song, Uncle Gene.
Yes, we have like 10 minutes, so we need to play it.
You're going to tell us right quick about the song.
Whatever's going on, I'm with you. Whatever's going on, I love it.
Okay, we're going to play that song, Peter.
Yeah, it smells in here because we got the Poo Poo Man, Gene Anderson, my little sister. Guys!
Wait, he used to open for Red Fox. So that was something Red Fox gave you back in the days, right?
Sanford and
Son. Red Fox gave me that name. Yes, he did.
Okay.
Sanford and Son.
I was trying to play stuff. He said, boy, you are the every time. I won't say the last one.
All right, here we go.
We'll be right back, ladies. Stay on the line. We'll be right back with Gene Anderson. So we have the ladies in California, and Deanna and Carrie and Michigan and Teresa. But hold on. My husband was so funny because I actually just graduated from my travel agent with the Princess Cruise Line.
Right.
So I'm going on our cruise for a graduation cruise on December 9th.
Okay.
And my husband looked at me and he goes, I'm going to do the fishing dance. And I said, excuse me? I mean, we hardly dance, but and I, seriously, Gene, Bert, and I'm like, hey, let me see you dance. And he starts to reel me in. I don't think so.
One thing was sure. You danced them all the way to the aisle because I gave you away.
Yes, you did. You gave me away, and you signed your wedding certificate.
In Las Vegas.
Yes, everybody kept asking. asking for his autograph. I'm like, but it's my wedding.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, Donnie Reese.
It's too late now.
One thing was sure, it was legitimate.
Yes, yes, it was. And yes. You know what's really cool, Gene? Back in the days when I used to come to George Clinton's Behind the Scenes, you know, and that's another thing that Deanna can cover as well, and Carrie, if he's touring. But
right.
We were on his tour bus, and, you know, you gave me some really good advice about when I worked for the late James Brown, and, you know, just advice about my reporting and my talk show. And I saved that to my heart, and I really appreciate that.
You've always been great. I've been knowing you for at least two decades or more.
Three,
and
yeah.
You was wow. Excellent when you was a young girl trying to get started.
Four
you
decades.
Were better than everybody else.
Yeah, I was at the pre-Grammys, and who was the one that shut the door on my face?
Ed Townsend.
Yeah.
You got it right. Let's get it on.
Right.
Wow.
But then he ended up coming to...
That odd
one. We were doing an interview. I said, Evan, you promised to give her $1 million. He said...
But no, he shut the door in my face. Well, he's now passed away, but he shut the door in my face, and he took my camera crew. But here's what's funny. He ended up coming in the press room at the pre-Grammys, and I'm like, hi, Mr. Townsend. I didn't act like nothing happened.
Okay.
And I was a professional. See?
Good for you.
Yeah, you were absolutely professional. Matter of fact, you made me a professional with my heathen self.
Aww. So nice.
Well, Deanna,
she's unbelievable. Well, I've seen her under pressure. She's she knocked off Jesse Stalin Raphael. She knocked her off too. This Dawn Reese, she knows what she's doing.
I do.
That is so cool.
Finally, after all these years.
See, now this is what I love about doing this show. Because now Uncle Gene, I can call him Uncle Gene.
We went from Dr. Paul Bearer to Gene Anderson. I mean, what kind of show does that?
You know, what can I say?
Well, one thing for sure, I got a gang of shows going on. I got a new TV show coming on CBS. So they're working on it in Hollywood. So it's a lot of things happening. Matter of fact, I'm in the midst of writing a book. I was the first official hip-hop man that promoted hip-hop records in the world. I was the first one. I promoted this record called The Rapper's Delight.
Wow.
Now, the Rapper's Delight is having,
I remember
its 40th, it's having its 40th anniversary next year. They're going to have a tour. I'm doing a book right now. I should be through it in a couple of weeks. It's called The Birth of Hip-Hop.
Oh,
the
nice.
Rapper's Delight. The Gene Anderson story. I was the absolute first one to see that record in life.
Okay,
they gave that record to me. It didn't even have a label on it. It was an acetate. And said, "What you think about it?" I said, "Give me a copy or two of it. Let me see what I can do." I took it to the radio station.
Well,
all right.
There
is
we
this
go.
The song?
There you go.
Yeah.
I remember this song.
Started the record out with a hip hop, a hip-a-dee-dee, don't stop the rocking to the bang bang boogie.
Okay.
And that's where hip hop came from.
Okay, Gene, I want an autographed copy of that book. You know that, right?
Yeah.
We want autographed copies.
Well, I got a publisher is considering putting it out for me. They're hoping you hard for this book, because see, I know a lot of secrets about this. Because when I first started putting up promoting hip hop records, they didn't want to play them. They said, "We just don't play. This is the last one I'll play for you, and this is the last one I'll play for you. This is the last one I'll play for you." By the time I got to record number 15 and got around to Soul Sonic Force, they say, "Okay, I promoted Soul Sonic Force, Curtis Blow, Edge Stone, Sequence, Cool Moe D, Run DMC."
Run DMC. Oh, wow.
Wait. We only have 2 minutes, and real quick, did Hamilton call in? The Jazz Festival is next week.
No.
He was supposed to call in.
You know why? Because we got four lines all open, all filled.
Our fill lines are full. But okay. Gene, we only have a minute, but we want
to
thank you.
I think he hung up.
Oh, no.
I used to dance to that music.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Gene, thank you.
Thank you.
Deanna, we look forward to getting your interviews on the air and doing a special with you and the VH2 and the 24 Flix TV, as well as Carrie and Teresa. We're looking forward to your interviews as well. Once you have your interviews, we're going to give you an hour special, so we're excited about that.
Yay.
And also, the Jazz Festival is next weekend.
Right, October 18th through the 21st.
That's right.
And we are so looking forward to that. That is so awesome. So awesome.
I know. And we'll be behind
the Hamilton,
scenes.
We will be getting in touch with you, trust me.
Well, Hamilton just has to come here. That's it.
Oh, good job.
I know.
I'll come back to you, Dawn. I'll do another one because I'm busy right now. I'm in the studio recording some great stars, so I'll talk with you later.
We look forward to playing that, as well as John Schneider's music that we had on a couple weeks ago. And Deanna, I'll hook you up with Gene so you can do a sit-down interview with him.
Anything you say, Dawn, I'm with it. Come on, y'all.
I used to dance to your music. Bye. I dance every weekend. Whoa. I remember that
Bye,
stuff.
Bye, you guys.
Yeah, so let's end with the Monster Mash Bye. Because it is October, which is one of my favorite songs. Am I actually?
Just end with this. The Fool's Gold. We got Halloween a couple weeks away.
Well, we already had Dr. Paul Bearer.
That's all right. We'll get him on again.
We're going to have Peter dress up after we feed him more pizza.
That's true. That's true.
We already dressed up as
Thank
Denise.
Thank you, Pal Joey's, for the pizza. And Deanna wow. Malay.
This is a nice veggie tray
you,
next
Teresa.
Time.
Thank you.
Let
and Carrie,
think
thank
about
you.
That one.
I was going to bring those vegetables. You think that would have been better or what?
I don't know. So
you
we
guys.
Look forward to having you next week.
Yes.
I am Dawn Reese. Bo Derek next week. Bo Derek
yes.
from the movie 10.
Yes.
She'll
right.
be on the air with us. And she has a pet food that's out. We're
yes.
excited to have her on
yes.
and talk about that. I met her years ago. So I'm Dawn Reese. Hollywood Connections. Go to Facebook. Go to Dawn Reese. And call me at 727-871-7788 if you'd like to get to our Tampa Bay Film Society.
Yes. And this
Bye.
Is
Lisa
yes. Lee. Bye. Sharing every moment together.